Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
The Junks are brought to you by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. If you're looking to be the next five-star HVAC technician or plumber, just go to CropMetcalf.com and you can join their team today. It's time now to hit the skins. It is 7 a.m., just about 5 weeks out from the opener. Training camp coverage on 106.7 The Fan is presented by Paul Henry's Window Installation, PaulHenry'sWindows.com. You're clear. Home improvement choice.
All right, boys. We touched on it a little bit, but if you just saw the headlines and you were looking for some clickbait, you might have fallen for it where they talk about a couple starters leaving practice early with injury. Mm-hmm. And you look a little more into it, and I don't think it's that serious. Especially with Debo. So two guys left practice early. Debo Samuel jammed a finger in his right hand after a pass from Jaden. Hit him in the hands. It was late in practice, so I guess it wasn't that big a deal that he didn't return. Brandon Coleman also left practice early. Andrew Wiley initially replaced him. Chris Paul also got some work. I'm not sure exactly what's going on with Coleman. They say Quinn's going to provide injury updates today.
Mm.
Heading to New England, I guess, tomorrow. There have been some guys.
That sounds a little bit more serious than what happened with Debo.
Yeah, I think Debo is just kind of a minor thing.
Because Debo apparently
was doing some interviews.
And then he went and hung out with his family that was on the field afterwards. If it was early in practice, I'm guessing he would have continued to practice.
Right. Hopefully the Coleman thing's not serious, but you just don't know.
Mm-hmm.
So we talked about some guys that have been jumping out at people. One in particular has obviously been
Bill
Krosky Merritt.
Yes.
Having a hard time with that because his name's Ja'Cory, but he wants to be called Bill.
Mm-hmm. That's
because of some terrible cartoon. But, you know, he's obviously been surprising people. Clearly, they're going to have to find a way for him to be on the roster. And one way that'll be, Cakes, like all young guys, late-round draft picks, etc., got to find a place on teams. And for the first time in his career, he's been working with special teams. He's never played special teams before.
Mm.
But they have him blocking on kickoff and punt returns. And actually, after practice on Saturday, he even was catching punts.
Hmm.
Maybe if you need him in a reserve role or something happens.
Love it. I love that. Well, by utilizing a late round pick, if he has that skill set and can contribute there, you know, why not at least try?
Does anybody know who the number one punt returner on the depth chart is now?
Well, I think they're assuming it's going to be Lane.
Okay, so it's not McCaffrey.
I think it's going to be Lane. Yeah,
I think it's going to be Lane as well. Yeah. I just didn't know who's.
I don't know who's listed, but I think it's going to be Lane. By like B. Mitch is out there all the time, and Brian's like working with Lane. And helping him at times. But Krosky Merritt says, "quote I haven't played any special teams before. It's something that I got to do, but it's going to work out. I'm loving special teams right now. And here's the money quote that the coaches preach: If you want to be on that roster." You better be on special teams.
Look, he's got the right attitude. He's a seventh-round pick that's fighting to make the roster. And he's flashed and he's popped and people are talking about him. But like you said, the best way for a young guy to make an impact and to make the roster is contributing on special teams.
Right. So, of course, Bill Krosky Merritt's been jumping out at people. Jalen Lane is raising some eyebrows. A couple other guys... And I'm stealing this straight from the Commanders' website. But a couple other guys that have jumped out. One you know for sure, and that's Mikey Sanishrill. Everybody's talking about what a great camp he's having so far. Also, by the way, Zach Ertz. I listened to our buddy John Keim. He's always driving in again. And he says, listen, I don't know what kind of year he's going to have, but he doesn't look like he's lost a step or anything.
Yeah.
You know, he's super involved. Super productive so far in camp. They had one drive, I think, where he had three catches, and he capped it off with a touchdown.
It's a guy that Jaden's clearly comfortable throwing super the ball to. He's a big target. He's reliable.
Super comfortable.
I would expect him to have another solid year.
But here's a name that I hadn't heard of, but according to this report, he's kind of made some waves. That's Carlin Vigors. Have you heard of him, Cakes?
It's a new name to me.
A DB played at University of Louisiana Monroe. He's primarily worked with the second group, but he's had some moments. He's had some pass breakups against Michael Gallup, KJ Osborne. They say he does a good job of putting himself in the right position. He's got to be able to finish the plays. He's getting his hands on the ball, but not necessarily holding on to it. But he's got good size, 6'2", 200 pounds, good instincts. So that's a name to watch out for.
Okay.
Just somebody that might be back into the roster, or practice squad guy that might eventually, you know, fill in, you know, at some point if they need him.
Good. And he's a rookie?
I believe so. Yes. From the University of Louisiana Monroe.
Carlin, yeah, he is big, 6'2", 200. Yep.
Yep. That's good size. If you can get it, Valdez, I believe, has some more quotes from DQ. Of course, we've been talking about it for weeks. The Terry McLaurin situation. Continues to drag on, although DQ swears, at this point anyway, it's not a distraction.
Look, I think it's easy. We love Terry. I'm really glad he's here. Hopefully he's out practicing soon. And we also understand there's the business side of this, things that Adam and his side and Terry and his reps are working it through. So I just kind of, you know, stay in that space. We recognize both are happening. But like I said, I'm really glad he's here. I love coaching him. And but the business side, you know, that's kind of where it's at. And it's not, somebody asked me, is it a distraction? It is not. The players today, they're more aware of contracts and things maybe than they used to be. And they recognize that business part happens as well. So for the team, we're just rocking and going and throwing some great practices. For Terry and the, you know, the trade request, like, man, that's part of normal business. That, you know, it's happening around the NFL. It's normal. We understand it. And we just, like, throw, like, our very best practices out on the field.
When does it become a distraction?
I mean, if it bleeds into the regular season,
well, for
clearly
sure.
It becomes a distraction.
For sure. Would you say a week before?
Maybe.
Let's say a week before you start to really prep for week one. And he's
starting
still
to prep
out
for
there
the
just signing autographs and he's not running routes.
Yeah, I could see that.
I mean, if you get to the point where Jason is punting on going to the Nats game with his family and Terry McLaurin is not in the fold at that point.
August. Labor Day weekend.
Then, yeah, Labor Day weekend, full-on distraction.
Because that's a week before.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. Mm. I do.
Will he go to the? Will he travel with the team for the joint practices in New England?
He's a hold in.
How does that
I think
work?
You do. I guess you probably
I think
would.
You do. I think you got to go there and you wave a towel and you pat everybody on the butt
and you fake limp with your phantom ankle injury that puts you on the pup list.
I guess
do all those things.
I guess. Now, will that be televised, by the way, or will that be streamed or something if we want? How does that work?
I'll have to see what the TV
sometimes
coverage.
Sometimes I feel like we've been able to.
Oh, the actual practice? Maybe you'll be able to find a lot of, like, commanders.com. I don't know.
Sometimes I feel like you've been able to, like, see some of that stuff. I don't know if that's been
I'm sure NFL Network will probably have cameras there, but I don't know if they'll. You'll see all of it. See highlights.
Maybe their Commanders YouTube channel.
Okay.
Because that's kind of been the trend. Is they would broadcast like
that'd be great.
Yeah, I think they did that last year for the joint practice with the Ravens.
Yeah, like have like B. Mitch and Santana just there talking.
Well, I don't even know if they had people talking. I think they just have like a camera.
Yeah, that's hard if you don't have somebody kind of talking you through it. It's hard for the average person to kind of know what's going on.
No, but it's hard for that person to talk through it because you really don't know what they're trying to accomplish. You don't want to assume anything,
especially when you're a viewer. You don't know anything. But it is just exciting, just the idea of it.
Are JP and B. Mitch going to be up there broadcasting from the joint practice?
Good question. Usually if they have practice,
Travi, do you know?
Those guys will be there. But
I don't know. I know Linnell's going up there.
Yeah, okay.
Linnell's working hard.
Well, we'll definitely get him on.
I give Linnell credit. He's out there grinding, interviewing all the guys.
Because once they start practicing against other teams, that's when it's getting real.
Yeah, that's when it's on.
Starts tomorrow, I believe.
Yes. Well, they travel tomorrow, yeah. So
and then the first preseason game kicks, when exactly is it? Is it Saturday? It's
Friday night, 7:30.
It's Friday night, 7:30.
Yep.
I think this is like the first Friday night I'm in town in a long time, so that's good. Perfect. One guy that could be on the outside looking in, Cakes.
Uh-oh. Battling for a roster spot
because of sort of the depth that they actually have there, and they actually do have a lot of depth. Some people may not have a lot of high regard for them, but a lot of guys that have had an opportunity to impress people over the last couple years, and now adding Kaz Allen is a guy who hasn't really had an impact yet, but you see in preseason. You do see the burst and that two-way ability that he has, which is why I think they've kept him around on the practice squad the last couple years. But there's so many guys competing for a spot there at running back that there may not be a spot for Kaz Allen, Cakes.
Yeah.
That's fine.
Chris Rodriguez.
All those guys.
Those two guys especially, very bubbly
at this point.
I mean...
There's been quite a few guys got an opportunity to carry the ball last.
Oh, maybe they put Rodriguez on the
Jeremy,
practice squad.
Jeremy McNichols, right?
Yep, McNichols.
He's another one.
I mean, they signed him to a 1-year deal, but I don't think it's for a lot of money. So, I mean, he could be a cap casualty too.
Or he could be number three, and then they just put Bill on the practice squad.
Right.
I think Bill's going to play.
I think he's going to get a jersey.
I think Bill's going to get a jersey.
I think he's going to be part of the 53.
I think he's been too impressive so far.
He has been, you're right. Yeah. And if he is, then I guess McNichols would be gone.
Will Bill run in the preseason? I mean, if they're very high on him and they consider him a potential RB1,
it'll be very telling. Like,
why are you going to mess around and throw him out there and hand him the ball 15 times?
We'll see if he gets like the Omarion Hampton treatment in the first game against the Lions. He had 2 carries.
Yeah.
He was basically put in bubble wrap because Najee Harris was idiotic and had a firework blow up and like mess with his eye. So, I mean, Hampton looks like he's first in line for carries for the regular season.
Well, didn't Jay do that with Terry McLaurin? And he knew he was a superstar.
Right.
Didn't want to showcase him at all during the preseason.
If you see Bill get like 2 or 3 carries and then go to the sideline,
RB1,
yeah,
he's going to have a big role, a pretty big role. If he gets 12 carries in the first preseason game, then maybe his role has been overblown, and it won't be what we think it could be.
One guy that is learning still, and I know that there's been some eyebrows raised. I think Linnell has been kind of like opening the door to say, hey, what's going on here? Josh Connerly.
Mm-hmm.
I know Kime reported that he certainly has his moments where he's had some success. He's had some moments where he's gotten beat too. But he talks about how he's taken tips and he's getting help from both sides of the ball. So you're going against the defense with Hall of Famers. You're playing alongside Hall of Famers. And, you know, basically he's just soaking it all in. I know Keim described one sequence where he actually got the better of Von Miller. And then the next time Von Miller went up against him, Von Miller got the better of him. But that's a Hall of Famer.
Sure. That you're expect going up that against. To happen.
Yeah. But he is showing flashes.
Good.
So I think that is.
Good to hear.
Have we heard anything about how Kinlaw has looked? I haven't heard much about Kinlaw.
Haven't heard a lot about Kinlaw.
Heard a lot about
other
it.
Than just everyone just raves about his size.
Yeah, he's just a monster. But,
you know,
haven't heard much about his play.
I think he's a real key to that.
I think
defense.
If he wasn't playing well, I think we would have heard. We would have heard that.
I hope you're right.
Yeah, exactly.
I hope you're right. But I think he is the key to the defense. Right?
He's
They're kind of building
part.
Around him, the defensive line.
I mean, they didn't want to keep Jonathan Allen around because he was getting up there in years and was more expensive. So Kinlaw comes in, younger. I mean, they still had to pay him a decent amount of money. He's making like 15 per year.
Mm-hmm.
But they're relying on him to help stop the run in 2025, something they were woefully bad at in 2024.
Mm-hmm.
So hopefully he can provide an upgrade there. We'll see.
There you go.
So we're not that far away, man. We got joint practices this week. We got preseason game number one on Friday.
Yep.
There's three preseason games on Thursday. Three or four. So, I mean, we're heading right into it.
One interesting battle to kind of keep an eye out for these next couple weeks will be that kind of last quarterback spot. Mariota obviously locked in as the two. But the Sam Hartman, Josh Johnson, I would assume that Hartman wins that job. But Johnson's been around a long time. If you want a proven vet that in a pinch can maybe come in and steal a game or close a game out for you, he might be the guy. But I've seen some clips of Hartman making some plays in camp. I think he's going to be able to hold on to it. But I don't think they'll keep four.
No. I wouldn't think so.
No.
By the way, two on the active roster, one on the practice squad.
Did we mention that it looks like Flacco is going to be the guy?
I think we're going to touch on that in the Junkies Blitz at 7:45-ish.
Okay,
not looking good for some of the younger quarterbacks in the Browns camp. So we'll do that at 7:45. And don't forget, Nikki Javala, senior writer for The Athletic. We'll talk more Commanders with her coming up at...
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app.
Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app, and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
8 a.m. I have to spread the word a bit about the upcoming Cakes Classic, which is Wednesday night at MGM National Harbor. The special guest for August. The first of two Cakes Classics, by the way. There's one during the Potomac Poker Open tournament series later in August. But the first one is August 6th. B-Mitch is going to be a special guest. He is a special guest bounty. If you knock out B-Mitch, you win a $600 PPO event number 2 seat, and you get a signed mini Commander's helmet. So that's a good deal.
Very cool.
If you knock me out, you get that same tournament seat, and you get 2 tickets to Commander Seahawks on November 2nd.
Wow.
Which is the Art Monk Jersey retirement night.
People are going to be all over that.
So that's coming up Wednesday night. For all of you Commanders marks, it's going to be a big one. It's a big one.
So knock you out, they get the money plus...
They get the seat and they get the
tickets.
They knock out B-Mitch, they get the seat and a signed mini helmet right on the spot.
That's very cool.
There you have it. We'd love to see you out this Wednesday night. Man. Cards in the air at 7:15 p.m.
Can't believe we're at August.
It's August, baby.
Wednesday of August already.
Get ready.
It's going to be great this week, right? In terms of like that is a heat wave.
I think
done?
For the entire week, my son showed me like the 10 day. I think it's like 80s for the next
80s for the next seven or eight days.
Right.
I'm not going to say the heat's not coming back because I'm sure it will. But
I'm sure it will.
That was brutal for about a month.
It was pretty.
It was so nice to go
July
outside.
July was rough.
Go outside and it was 61 degrees.
Yeah.
This morning?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Oh, man, it was beautiful. But I'm sure the heat's coming back. I wouldn't wave bye-bye just yet. I mean, we're just in August.
What are they saying? Are they already doing the too early like winter prediction?
Farmer's almanac guy. I don't know. I'm sure they have, but I don't.
Right.
I don't look at those predictions and or buy into them.
I haven't seen that.
Yeah.
Though for about 2 seconds, because I was bleary-eyed this morning, of course, before the show started, I almost fell for the Adam Scheffler tweet. I just Googled. I was like, did I miss anything on Terry McLaurin this weekend? I'm guessing I didn't, but just in case.
Right.
So I put Terry McLaurin in the search, and then the Adam Scheffler, not Adam Schefter, it's a parody account, comes up with breaking news. Terry McLaurin has been traded to the Dolphins in exchange for Jalen Waddle and a 3rd-round pick. Then he gets signed like a 4-year, $128 million extension.
So
and
you knew like, you knew well, it was bogus,
well,
right?
Well, I knew it was bogus because it wasn't anywhere else.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Like, but did any part of you go, what?
Well, for about a half of a millisecond, yes.
Okay.
Because if you go to this guy's Twitter page, he has the exact same picture in his bio that Adam Schefter does.
Mm-hmm.
And his Twitter bio is off by like one letter. Instead of @AdamSchefter, it's @AdamScheffler.
Right.
So it looks exactly like his account.
So for a split second, you thought it was a possibility.
For a split second, I was like, oh, look at this news.
Well, that was this morning?
That was like at probably 5:35 this morning.
Now, I saw the kicks. I saw the same thing Saturday morning.
Okay.
And I just woke up.
Yeah.
And I go, holy crap.
Right. Yeah, you got caught too for a second.
And then I'm starting to search all around. I'm like on ESPN.com or NFL.com and I'm not seeing anything. And I go, did this just happen? What's going on? No one else is tweeting about it.
Yeah.
And then I went, Oh, yeah.
Big
dummy.
Yeah, I feel like a big stupid.
Huge dummy.
Can you imagine how big that would have been for the show? For the station,
it would have been fantastic.
Oh yeah,
that's a week's worth of material.
Of course,
heading into the Patriots,
it'd be a season's
preseason
worth.
Game.
By the way, are you guys monitoring? I'm not. I've just seen some photos. I briefly looked. JP's vacation so far. and the various escapades.
I think you know my answer.
I know you're not. Yeah. They come across my thing, so I see. Were they?
They're making chocolate right now.
They're making chocolate right now?
Yeah. Switzerland, big chocolate producer.
Okay. I saw that they were ziplining.
Ziplining, yes.
And I thought
paddleboarding.
I saw. What else is it?
Paddleboarding.
Yeah, paddleboarding. I saw the little one paddleboarding.
And then they're doing toboggans.
I saw them doing the toboggan. How's all his vacation keeps popping up on my feed? I can't get away from it.
I always think of toboggan as like a winter activity. Is this just they have like a track that you go down the mountain in
yes.
like with wheels on the bottom?
That looked like it.
Yeah.
Okay.
It actually looked like it was fun.
I know one thing. JP's Surfside hoodie is putting everyone on tilt.
Why?
Why is he wearing it every day?
Bobby Blicky's so happy.
Oh, he's the happiest.
I mean, I'm getting so many I got so many messages about it on Friday when he put out the picture.
Is he wearing it every day?
No, he's not wearing it every day. But Jack cannot believe, my buddy cannot believe, like, he's in a nice family photo wearing an advertisement free hoodie.
It's a nice hoodie. I have to say, I like the hoodie.
It's a comfortable hoodie, but why? Wear it around the house or hotel. Don't put it on when you're doing family photos.
I think the IRS needs to check in on the junkies and how much percentage share of Surfside they have.
Oh, I would. Well, you can do all the checking you want. I wish we had an under the table equity deal.
Cakes is retweeting JP's vacation photos because they say Surfside on them.
I think I might have liked it.
What's going on?
Did I retweet it? I don't know.
Does PBI get this kind of love from Cakes? Something's going on with Surfside. I don't understand it. All you guys are obsessed with it. It's a great product.
Mm-hmm.
The obsession about it from at least three of you guys is out of control.
Yeah. Well, you can add me today because I'm going down to Total Wine in Leesburg to pick up a big case of Surfside, courtesy of Bobby Blick.
I feel like Surfside is the hottest like canned drink out there.
Yeah,
right
we're riding the wave, Drap.
I feel like
Bobby life hacked this. He knows the way to your white trash hearts is free crap.
He's very aware of that.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's true, but I don't think we would pimp it as much if we didn't like it.
Cakes is retweeting vacation photos from the Flame household because
hold on, let me
his hoodie
check
says
that.
It was your story yesterday. I saw it. I couldn't believe it. I stared at it for like 5 minutes. Going, what is he doing? I don't understand this.
Somebody might have asked me to put it out there.
He's abusing.
You know what I'm saying?
You got to tell Bobby no. He's taking advantage of you guys.
I don't even know. My wife actually asked me. I honestly don't know. Like, because we all endorse it, I guess, right?
Correct.
Yeah.
It's not like, Cakes has a Surfside endorsement.
They sponsor
the Junkies poll. Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
But you sponsor Bobby's poll.
Main Street Bank sponsors every other segment on the show.
Main Street Bank.
I don't hear
we
you.
Love
I don't
them.
See well, them,
I
can't their
get,
hoodies.
Can't get drunk Maybe off Main Street Bank.
Hey, if Main Street Bank wants to give me a savings account that gives me 5%, I'll be talking.
You're in.
About,
You're all in.
I will sideline Surfside for a while and hype up our friends at Main Street Bank. Right. Don't you worry. There's always somebody else on deck.
Bobby Blicky's also going to give us a cooler and he's giving me a beach chair. My wife wants a beach
Love
chair.
Love it.
Uh-huh.
Surfside all the time.
Yeah, I got in on the cooler bit.
You got the cooler?
I got a cooler.
I'm not sure if I'm picking up the cooler and the chair today. I don't think I am.
Well, he's sending it to me. You're not getting it sent to you?
He didn't tell me, but I'm sure.
Might be shipping it.
I hope.
You combine free crap with alcoholism.
That's the secret sauce.
It's the secret sauce.
It's a pretty good. It's a pretty good combo.
It's hard to turn down.
Just getting back to the to JP's photos or whatever. I saw him tobogganing or whatever that is. I saw the little one paddleboarding, and then he said none of it. It was all fine, but the scariest so far was that walk they did. They did some sort of walk, like, you know, like, seemed like one of those things.
Yeah, like on the edge of a mountain
like
or something?
Like the edge of a mountain, yeah.
Okay, I don't know.
Yeah. He said, and for JP to acknowledge that it was scary means it must have been fairly hairy.
Probably harrowing.
Yeah.
Look here, I'm watching the video right now. I'm getting chills and sweaty palms just looking at this thing.
Of the walk?
Yeah, the walk.
Can you describe it? Because I only saw a still.
He's on the edge of a cliff. It's almost like
how do they let people do it?
It's like a scaffolding. Where this, oh my God, that's
It's Terry. It's literally terrifying.
You literally have a chain link fence. It looks like my backyard growing up.
Yeah.
Holding you in, and there's a walk path that's on the edge of a mountain, and it's so high up, you're in the fog of the mountain. This could be the Alps.
Yeah. Well, I'm sure it is. They're in the Alps. It makes sense.
Why would... I just don't get
so
it.
You have to take a cable car up the mountain, and they're walking on. It has to be what, a 4 foot wide ledge,
uh-huh,
with all that's holding you up is a chain link.
That's too death defying. Because you know what doesn't hold you up? If that rock outcropping that you're walking on just gives way, then you're falling 5,000 feet.
I don't know what's holding this thing up either.
You're toast.
Yeah, you're dead.
I would never.
You're
do
a dead
it.
Person.
Yeah, I'm dead not man interested. Walking. I'm not interested. Jim in
is a
app.
Dead man walking on the side of a mountain. He's Sean Penn.
That he said that by far has been the scariest thing so far. Were they going to do bungee jump? He nixed the bungee jumping, right? I think he nixed the bungee jumping.
Kelsey might be bungee jumping, but he and
Dylan. He nixed it for he and Dylan, right?
I mean, how many death-defying things do you need to do on one vacation?
I don't know. I'm interested in zero death-defying things.
The amount of thrills that are going on that vacation is astronomical.
By the way, the cost of all those things.
Oh, so pricey.
Oh, I know.
I can only imagine just the price of throwing on those aprons and making all that Swiss chocolate. Probably pricey.
I know. Yeah. If I go to the beach or something, and it's like one of those, like, you know, Marco Island or something, right? Which is pretty expensive to go there anyway, I think. Like, my kids will feel lucky if I splurge one time and let them go, like, on the banana boat thing.
Or jet skis, whatever.
All right, I'll let you jet ski for an hour.
Right.
You know, waste $500.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm not doing it every day.
Right.
These guys are doing 2-3 excursions every day.
That's a jam-packed itinerary.
Yeah.
What's going on over there?
I would love to know what the all-in price. I bet my number was pretty close.
I think your number is pretty close.
Yeah, he's spending a lot.
That's not my type of vacation where I'm staring death in the face every day.
No, I mean,
right?
Isn't it death-defying enough to get on an airplane and fly to Europe? To me, it is.
Shouldn't be.
To me, that's dicey enough.
It shouldn't be.
I don't need to become a mountaineer all of a sudden.
You know, more chocolate making, less bungee jumping.
Right. But even the chocolate what is the chocolate making? Do you like sign up for a class or something?
Yeah, they're in like a class with a bunch of other donks.
I did that in Italy where we made a, you know, pasta dish.
You made
a pasta dish in Lake Como.
Yeah.
I mean, you know what? You know what's cool about it? Is they give you wine.
Yeah.
I mean, you pay for the class, but you can drink while you're making your pasta, and then you have a great meal.
Right.
It's like going to dinner. You're just making your own dinner.
I guess my daughter...
I wouldn't want to do it for chocolate.
My daughter did it in Greece. She learned how to make some stuff.
Yeah,
I'm sure they were just getting drunk. Yeah.
I can't think of a worse thing I'd want to do is make my own dinner.
Well, I can't think of...
Well, I'm on vacation.
Right. You're on vacation. Somebody else is supposed to be making you dinner.
I wasn't looking forward to it, but once we got in there, it was fine.
Yeah. That's the thing. I really struggle with vacations where you have to do stuff. I like to do vacations where you chill.
He's
got a
packed itinerary every day.
Oh, my God. That would be a freaking nightmare for me. I want to go someplace and just sit.
Chill.
And probably drink.
Plus... Like Jason said, it's going to cost him about 15 large when all said and done.
He's probably at least.
I would guess.
JP can't sit still, too. Yeah. That's part of his personality.
Yeah. I like to just freaking sit down. Last thing I want to do is go on a hike or go up. By the way, did you see there's a big story? I guess it's true. Some lady, have they gone parasailing? Or they're not really near a beach, right? Where they
they're near like a lake.
Well, they could do it on a lake like Geneva.
Well, there's some lady that was parasailing in Tunisia, and I guess it's true because they arrested the guy. She says that so when you go parasailing, you're supposed to be able to go with your partner, but it was too windy.
Okay.
So they said, this is the scam.
No.
They said, you can't go with your partner. You got to go with our guy. Our guy gets up there, and she claims, and she's probably, I believe her until proven otherwise. She said he strapped it real tight. She's in her bathing suit, and he's just up in the air just groping the hell out of her.
I can see where that could happen.
I guess that could happen, huh?
I guess.
They arrested a guy. Arrested him for sexual assault.
The whole thing about it's too windy.
It's too windy.
Isn't that what you want? You're parasailing? You want wind?
Too windy. You can't go with your boyfriend or your husband.
That's a joke.
You go with this creepy guy.
Yeah. You go with our employee.
Yeah.
He's wearing a Speedo.
Right.
He's getting sized.
Yeah. I mean, couldn't you just claim that you were just...
She was violated.
That you just had to hold on to her because you were parasailing.
I'm sure that's what he's going to say.
Guess. I'm sure that's going to be his defense.
They said it was some kid, though. He's like 20 years old. Some idiot.
He was thrusting.
He probably was doing a lot of stuff.
Who's vacationing in Tunisia? I mean, I guess some people.
Wait, I don't know. It looked like they have a nice beach.
Maybe. I have no idea.
I guess.
I'm an ignorant American. I know nothing about Tunisia. How would I know?
I couldn't know. Do they have like elephant tusks there or something?
I don't know. That's my best response.
Yeah, I don't know either.
I am not sure.
Yeah.
Can't tell you anything about Tunisia. How could I be?
Yeah.
How could I know? Never. I guess I could read about it.
Yeah, I guess that's where the Brits like to go.
That takes some effort. I'm all right, we come back. That.
Are you going to go around the NFL and give us an update on all the holdouts and everything?
We'll touch on Micah Parsons in Dallas, what Joe Flacco is doing in camp in Cleveland, and more. And at 8 o'clock, Nikki Javala will join us. We'll talk more Commanders with her at 8 a.m.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Yeah. Remember, you can listen to The Junks on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen to podcasts. We're also streaming live on the Odyssey app, iHeartRadio, and TuneIn as well. So no shortage of ways to listen to The Junks. Also, you should listen on 106.7 The Fan. We do appreciate that greatly. All right, time now for the Junkies Blitz. We take you around NFL training camps, tell you what is doing, the latest news, the happenings, injuries.
Have there been any massive injuries, like super duper stars?
I don't think there have been any huge injuries.
Probably. I thought for a second there that the Cowboys thought they might have lost somebody, but they didn't, right? Was it an O-lineman? They thought maybe.
I think it's Tyler Guyton, one of their offensive linemen.
Yeah.
They feared an ACL at first.
But I don't think it was, right?
I think it was a fracture that they feel is going to be healed in 4 to 6 weeks.
Right.
So that's good news for the Cowboys. Worst news for the Cowboys is what's going on with Micah Parsons. So last season, Dak and CeeDee Lamb, they didn't get their deals done until close to the season. So a lot of people thought that Parsons is going to follow suit. He's holding in to training camp, not holding out. He's avoiding the $50,000 fines. But on Friday, Micah Parsons posted on social media that he is requesting a trade. Here's a quote from him. "I no longer want to play for the Dallas Cowboys," he wrote. "My trade request has been submitted to Stephen Jones personally." End quote.
Did he say anything like appreciated the fans and all that, and that it's been a great run, but he just...
I don't know if he went that far.
He's had enough?
It was a long...
I thought it was he a basically long said, statement.
He basically said, "I want the F out."
Yeah.
But that's Micah being Micah.
I don't know.
I mean, if they offered him $40 million a year, I mean...
Well, it doesn't sound like that's imminent at all.
Yeah, I mean, maybe it's not imminent, but... I don't know. Usually Jones pays his players.
He usually pays his superstars. Yeah. I will say
that. And if there's one guy to pay, it's the guy who's like got 55 sacks in his career.
Guy's
so
unreal
far.
On defense. I did see, I thought Jerry had a funny comment at one point. Like they're asking about the hold out or hold in and the trade request and everything. And he's standing there talking to the media and he looks over at Mikey. He goes, "That's a pretty easy way to make $20 million, isn't it?" Because I guess he's currently making about $20
million. Right.
But he's not even practicing, and he's still making $20 million.
Sure.
It's got to be annoying, right? That when you're the owner, that you're still... I guess technically you don't really get game checks until the games start flowing.
Right, they don't.
But it's just if you hold in...
It's a weird way of doing business with one of your most valuable players. That it gets to this contentious boiling point because you're trying to circumnavigate around the agent. Mm-hmm. You don't want his agent negotiating the deal because you feel like you had a handshake, wink, wink deal behind closed doors when you were just hanging out and talking with Micah.
That's why it's weird. It is weird. I know that when we've had contract negotiations before, I mean, they're usually pretty good, but there have been times where you felt like you just want to stay away from management. You know what
totally.
I mean?
Totally.
Because at any moment, they could pull you in.
Right.
And then try to whisper, "Hey, this is what you should be doing."
I think I read that if you're on your rookie deal, your first contract, that 50 grand can get waived when you finally
if you're still on your rookie deal, there's some sort of wave. Okay.
Yeah. Well, he's there anyway. Yeah.
Yeah, so it doesn't really matter.
He's not getting fined.
Yeah, and part of his long, I guess, Twitter letter, he said, "In March, I met with Mr. Jones to talk about leadership. Somehow the conversation turned into him talking contract with me.
Right.
Yes, I engaged in a back and forth in regards to what I wanted from my contract, but at no point did I believe this was supposed to be a formal negotiation, and I informed Mr. Jones afterward my agent would reach out thinking this would get things done. But when my agent reached out and spoke to Adam, he was told the deal was pretty much already done. My agent, of course, told him that wasn't the case and also reached out to Stephen Jones. Again, the team decided to go silent." So it's a weird scenario where Jerry thinks he's got the framework of a deal done without the agent being around.
Right.
And Mike is like, "Whoa, wait a second. My agent's not even here." Like, he's the guy that's going to construct the deal.
It's kind of like a big no-no.
We can pitch ideas back and forth, but this is in no way, shape, or form an actual, like, contract we're talking about.
Right.
We're just spitballing here.
Since the Cowboys since the Cowboys drafted Parsons, the Cowboys are number one in the league in sack percentage, and they're number one in the league in quarterback pressure percentage. I mean, he's had an impact.
He's an absolute monster. I mean, you can make your argument for whoever, T.J. Watt, whatever you name your guy. For me, he's the most menacing player on the other side of the football that we routinely face.
Yeah. And he made good points. He said, you see guys that are older than you, and you can say your production and versatility matches what they're doing, if not better. And you say, why? And he goes, I would say I'm more in my prime than a lot of these other guys who are in the second half of their careers that are making mm-hmm. that kind of money.
Mm-hmm.
He's right.
So Micah closed out.
It's just a matter of time.
He closed out by saying, not one demand has been made by my agent about money, years, or anything else. Still, I stayed quiet, but again, after repeated shots at myself and all the narratives, I've made a tough decision. I no longer want to play for the Dallas Cowboys.
Hmm.
My trade request has been submitted to Stephen Jones personally. So I guess we'll have to see how this gets hashed out over the next few weeks. Look, money solves everything. Myles Garrett said he wanted out of Cleveland. A couple weeks later, they give him $40 million a year. All's well. He loves Cleveland.
Cha-ching.
You know, the same thing I'm guessing is going to happen here. They're not going to trade Micah Parsons. They're going to give him a deal that's bigger than J.J. Watts mm-hmm. on a multi-year deal. They're going to shake hands. He's going to sign it. He's going to be a Dallas Cowboy for the next 3 or 4 years.
Or if they just let him play it out, and then they go down the franchise route for a couple years.
I mean, I guess they could do that.
Right? It's always an option.
If they want more drama and for him to be unhappy, sure, do that.
Yeah.
Or you could come out to a long-term deal where both parties feel satisfied and there's no acrimony going forward.
How are you going to feel satisfied when you're paying the guy like the highest paid defensive contract in football?
If you're Jerry Jones and you own the Cowboys or any other owner, you just have to get used to paying these insane amounts of money because the salary cap keeps going up.
I guess.
They keep making more money. The players are going to keep making more money. That's the way the whole system works.
I guess. Yeah. I just do have a little bit of sympathy for the outrageousness of these salaries.
Well, I mean, the great players.
I mean, he's a great player.
Are you outraged by the insane amounts of money that the owners are making?
No.
They're making more than the players.
No, I guess I'm not as privy to those numbers. You know, maybe that would make it more palatable. But I do, I mean, they do pay these guys a ton.
Well, they're really good ones.
I'm not on the owner's side. Don't get
me wrong. Yeah.
I could just understand, hey, I just gave this guy $30 million a year, and I got to give this guy $40 million a year. I guess gave my quarterback $50 million a year.
It's like when we get a
I mean, I can sympathize with that, if you want to win, it's a lot.
If you want to win a Super Bowl, you got to pay those guys.
It's like us getting a red light speeding ticket.
And lots of times it doesn't even help.
It's a price of doing business.
Yeah,
this is the price of doing business in the modern day NFL.
Cakes, I hear you.
Browns insider says Joe Flacco is, quote, the strong favorite for QB1 over Shedeur Sanders, Dylan Gabriel, and Kenny Pickett. Even though the Browns head coach Kevin Stefanski has remained quiet publicly about who will start a quarterback in week one, the tea leaves from training camp so far suggest that Joe Flacco is firmly in the pole position. This is according to The Athletic's Zach Jackson. Flacco is the strong favorite to win the quarterback competition. He noted that Flacco's standing in the race comes after he had his best two throwing days in practice on Friday and Saturday. It's unclear what order the competition is taking, though practice reps seem to indicate Sanders is no higher than third in the hierarchy at this point. And the only reason Sanders might be in third is because Pickett, who is nursing a hammy injury, or a groin, I'm not sure, it says here hamstring, hasn't fully practiced since late July. So, elite Joe Flacco at 40 looks like he could be the week one starter for your Cleveland Browns.
I mean, I feel like it kind of makes sense, right? He's by far the most accomplished.
He's the most accomplished, and when he's been given the opportunity,
he's played relatively well.
Now, he's going to throw some picks, and he's going to take some sacks, because you know, he's 40 at this point. He's never been super mobile, and now he's 40 years old. But of that group, I mean, if I'm Kevin Stefanski, I might have to toss the ball to old Joe Flacco week one. Now, does that mean he's going to start 17 weeks? No. But he might be my week one guy. Who do the Browns play week one? Because that might be my week one survivor pick. Who do the Browns open with?
Let me check that. Give you the schedule right now. Week one, Cleveland Browns.
Maybe Cincinnati? Cincinnati at Cleveland?
I thought Shedeur had, you know, by
Cleveland's
every time,
playing, hosting Cincinnati, correct.
Yeah. Is the word still on Shedeur?
Last time I took Cincinnati in week one, I lost.
I know. We all did.
Is the word on Shedeur that he's still performing okay or no? I was sort of under the impression that he's been okay during camp.
I mean, there's a graphic here of combined training camp stats through 9 practices. This was posted on ESPN Cleveland, I guess, a couple days ago.
All right.
Shedeur is 49 of 70 completions, six touchdowns, zero picks.
That sounds pretty good. All right, give me Flacco's.
Flacco's 54 for 92, three touchdowns, zero picks. Dylan Gabriel, four touchdowns and two picks. He's 62 of 113.
Right.
But apparently Joe Flacco is the guy as of right now, but I guess that could change within the next month. That was your Junkies Blitz. When we come back, Nikki Javala from The Athletic, she's going to join us here on The Fan.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.